From campus of Maharishi University of Management, this is World Radio KHOE 90.5 FM. My name is Mustafa Nuristani, and I'll be your host today. With me is the president of the Ultimate Flying Club, Demetrios Korasas, who is also a MVS, Maharishi Vedic Science, and Maharishi Ayurveda bachelor. You're taking your bachelor. Welcome to the program, Demetrios.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also joining us is Vice President of the Ultimate Flying Club, Mr. Andrew Rushing, who is a student at Maharishi University as well. He is taking his BA in Maharishi Vedic Science and hoping to attend the 2016 teacher training course in Bali. Welcome, Andrew.
Jai Gurudev.
It's such a joy to have these wonderful young people here in the studio today to talk about something very special, the 2016 Yogic Flying Competition, the annual Yogic Flying Competition, which is the most exhilarating event on campus as we have these young yogic flyers. Oh, there is no age limit to the competitors. Compete for gold, silver, and bronze. Now, Demetrios, you have already competed a few times. Tell us about your experience of being a yogic flying champion.
Thank you, Mustafa. Maharishi explains that there is a level of experience of deep, very deep silence and peace, even infinite peace. But he said this level of experience is not enough, and we have to go beyond the deep silence to the origin point of activity, where infinite silence and infinite dynamism become one, and the power of that level is infinite. And Maharishi also said, what is the summation of the characteristics of this level? It's flying, is a summation of this level of intelligence, characterized by Hanuman, the great yogic flyer. So this is why I love yogic flying, the summation of the infinite characteristics of the union of silence and dynamism comes up in my body, and this is why I always want to go higher and higher, so that this experience becomes more and more intense.
Just listening to you, I can feel the bliss. I can hardly stay in my chair, to tell you the truth. Okay, now also with us, as I said before, is Andrew Rushing, who is going to be a judge at the competition. Now, Andrew Rushing, you have been a judge a few times. I mean, they keep calling you back. You must be good at what you do.
Yeah, they like the results.
Mm-hmm. And being a judge, what does it feel like to actually go around and be in that blissful moment that we just heard Demetrios describe so beautifully?
I think it's pretty much close for everyone involved, whether you're a judge or you're a competitor or a spectator. Everyone is sort of feeling the same bliss and the same sort of cohesive unity in the atmosphere. And it's a good place for everyone to get an experience, a little taste of yogic flying, even if they haven't even learned to meditate yet.
Great. And talking about non-meditators and everyone, actually, the yogic flying competition is open to everyone. So we are inviting, actually, you are here to tell everyone to come in and be part of the audience. Is that right, Demetrios? What's the significance of having the whole community come and watch this event?
There is a lot of peer-reviewed scientific research on the benefits of yogic flying for the individual, for maximizing intelligence of the individual and creating happiness and health in the individual life, and creating actually peace in society and stabilizing and improving government achievements. So the larger the group, the greater the effect for the individuals and for the entire society. So this is why we invite everyone to see what we can achieve together, feeling bliss together, what we can create for our whole country.
Manav, just to be clear, everyone has to be practicing the TM City program, including yogic flying, for that effect to happen. Now, we is another reason that audiences are invited to for them to get inspiration from seeing the bliss that you guys are going through. Have you had experience of people saying to you that they feel great watching you demonstrate?
It happens all the time. We often give demonstrations for MUM students, and in these competitions also it happens. People come up to us afterwards and they tell us what great bliss they felt during the event, even though they weren't the ones practicing. So it radiates, and this is a demonstration to show how this influence of peace and harmony radiates into society. And they will also learn all about yogic flying. Mm. They will watch the competition and also learn all about yogic flying.
Now, talking about learning, we should also talk about what you guys have been learning in your classes. Now, Maharishi Vedic Science is a very popular course here at Maharishi University of Management, and it's an online course as well, I believe. Andrew Rushing, what's your experience been like being a student of this great knowledge?
Well, what we're doing here with the yogic flying competition is really the core of it, because with Vedic science you have one component, which is the intellectual understanding of how creation unfolds from the absolute. But then with yogic flying and TM, you get to experience that. And so it's really unique in that it's just not just a philosophical study, but it's also has an experiential component.
Great. Thank you, Andrew. Also, Demetrios, there is something called the super radiance effect, and that is very much part of being a yogic flyer. Can you shed some light on this?
Yes, normally we think that in society we have to wait for the government to take certain decisions, for a good government to go in power and take the right decisions for prosperity to come to the nation. But now every nation has a way to transform its own quality of life, the quality of life of all the citizens, through creating an influence in the whole country, an influence of increased intelligence, increased peace. And when the body lifts up in yogic flying, the person experiences total brain functioning, no more limited brain function. Scientists say only a small portion of our brain potential.
You're right to say about the scientists, because this is a scientifically verified formula, yes?
Yes, it has been verified by more than 50 scientific research studies, and many of them have been peer-reviewed. And so this is a way to transform the trends, and this influences the decisions of the government, the quality of consciousness of all the people. And group yogic flying is the way to change the collective consciousness of the nation towards positivity, towards peace, freedom.
Mm. Okay, so talking about yogic flying, and the international yogic flying competition is also going to be coming up in Vlodrop soon. Can you tell us anything about that, or do we still have to wait to hear some more information?
There will be an international yogic flying competition in Vlodrop, Holland, at Maharshi's house this summer in July, and everyone will hear more about that. And this will be the first international yogic flying competition after many years, so it'll be extremely exciting and exhilarating for everyone.
When I was in Vlodrop, it was the most exciting time of my life, because going to Maharshiji's house was so powerful, and now to have a large group of young yogic flyers come and compete in this competition, which will be very exhilarating. So let's talk to our audiences about when this yogic flying competition is actually going to take place at Maharishi University of Management. It's May 15th. At 2 p.m. The people who are going to compete, the competitors, have already signed up, so you have missed your chance in that regard. But do come and take part in the audience and have a look and experience the bliss, the bubbling bliss that Demetrios and Andrew has been speaking about. We will have refreshments there for you, so you will not be going home empty-handed. Anything else you guys want to add, Andrew?
Yeah, just come out, bring your friends, bring your family. It's going to be a good afternoon, a good experience for everyone.
Great. And Demetrius?
Come and have a really intense experience of that unified for the basis of your body and your mind, the infinite basis of everything. And let's see how we're all united in bliss.
Thank you so much for coming in the studio to speak with me today. Demetrius Korasis, the president of the Ultimate Flying Club and a competitor and one of the great judges of the 2016 competition for yogic flying, Mr. Andrew Rushing, who is the vice president of the Ultimate Flying Club. You've been listening to What's New on Campus here on KHOE 90.5. My name is Mustafa Nuristani. Have a great time.
Jai
Gurudev.